Is it Wednesday?
All day long.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
All right, all right. What's the hump day schedule look like?
Longest day, Wednesday, nine letters.
Welcome, my friends, to the show that never ends.
Never ends.
Never, never ends.
It never ends.
Well, let's get started.
Showtime.
Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
It is 6 o'clock on the nose, 28 degrees. Let's go to our weatherman, Aaron, get the latest weather forecast.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That's right, mass hysteria this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to rain and snow. In February in Detroit. Shocking! Snow becomes freezing rain. Isn't that a Dan Fogelberg song?
I see fire and I see rain.
No, the snow turned into rain when he met his old lover at the grocery store.
Oh, remember? I forgot all about that, too. So
always good to make Dan Fogelberg references on the classic rock station. Snow starts around 7, turns into rain later on today, 36, 4, 8, 5.
Yeah, our winter weather advisory starts at 7. I can't keep up anymore.
Sure you can.
Our eighth winter.
All you need to know is this.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
That's right. Mass hysteria this morning, ladies and gentlemen. So, here's what it is, right? It's February. That's what we do. It was expected. We were going to get this. We were got to get this out of the way for the ice fishing tournament on Saturday. You gonna go out on the lake?
No.
Cold as ice?
I don't do that. We already discussed this.
You went out there a little bit last year, though, didn't you?
Yeah, about 2 feet. Aaron's gone through the ice before, so no.
We do have Aaron singing last year.
You're as cold as...
Yeah. Yeah, that's on for this Saturday, as far as I know, right? We got the buckets here and everything.
I'm excited.
To not go out on the lake, but just...
Well, no, because Redemption Road Rescue of Michigan is going to be there for the human Iditarod, where people get to pull a dog in a sled to raise money for animals.
It's still on the front page, by the way, WCSX.com, if you want to sign up for that. So that'll be cool. Are you going to take Tito out? You can't take Tito out there.
He won't wear a snowsuit.
Because he's a dog. You can't put the dog in a snowsuit.
Well, you got to keep him warm.
How do you keep a two-pound chihuahua warm?
You don't. That's the problem.
You put them in your pants. That's what I do.
We do have one road incident this morning if you're just heading out the door. Eastbound I-94, the ramp to southbound I-275 is blocked due to a crash. Just an FYI.
And if you're cold out there, just put Aaron's dog in your pants. What's coming up, sport?
A blockbuster deal in baseball on the Wings. They're back in action.
Come here, Tito. Tito. Get in my pants. I'll keep you warm, Pepperdor.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know?
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. CSX, Big Jim's house, 635, 25 degrees. Snow becoming freezing rain, 36 for a high today. Winter weather advisor got pushed back to like 11 a.m. now. But again, it's just going to snow, turns in the rain, and then it becomes a Dan Fogelberg song, and then you meet her at a grocery store. It's just a mess. All right, just be careful out there. Any issues on the road, Aaron?
Actually, looking pretty good as of right now.
Boy, you just jinxed the crap out of us there, didn't you? Are you knocking on Formica?
I'm knocking on Formica.
Okay, knocking on. That's also a great Dylan song.
It's Big Jim's house. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
All right, here we go. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. Here's the voice message.
Yeah, I screwed up last week. I forgot Valentine's Day. My wife said it's no big deal not to worry about it. So do I drop it or get her something anyway?
Okay, first of all, I wanted to play this because I know what Aaron's thinking.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Now, the other question I have is how the hell do you forget Valentine's Day when every commercial, everything you see is all about Valentine's Day? Like, you must live under a rock, just saying.
There are people, if you can't say, you're right, you're in the UP. There'd be people at the Oswald, like the Osborne, the Bear Farm going, hey man, Valentine's Day is coming up, you need to get your wife something. So what do? You blew it. He already blew it. She told him, don't worry about it. Should he get her something anyway or just drop it and eat it? 248-398-9279.
Better get her something, in my opinion. Here's why.
Okay.
We as women like to hold grudges, and we wait for you to mess up, and then we will bring up the fact that you forgot Valentine's Day and did not get us something for the next 17 years, 3 months, and 6 days.
27 years ago, I was dating my wife, Kathy, and I took her to the Strawberry Festival, and I got lost, and I didn't ask for directions. 27 years ago! If we get lost driving somewhere, she goes, boy, another Strawberry Festival, huh? I'm like, how? How do you remember that? I don't even know where my shoes are in the morning.
That's my point.
So, wait a minute, though. So, you're saying if he buys her the gift, is he off the hook based on your thing? Or is he always going to get his ass beat over this?
He's always going to get chewed out a little bit over it, but he tried to make amends. So, it's like one of those things where maybe she might forget about it at some point. But you got to have the peace offering, in my opinion.
Okay. 248-398-9279.
That's just because I know me. I know how I am.
Well, I don't think you're alone in that. I mean, he dropped the ball. See, I don't know.
Now, it's one thing if you have a conversation with your spouse and you decide, you know what, we're not going to participate in Valentine's Day, and you both agree that neither of you are going to get the other anything, okay?
Right.
But this dude blatantly forgot that it was the day of love and didn't get his wife anything. So I'm going to go ahead and say the conversation went like this. I forgot Valentine's Day. I'm really sorry. And he goes, well, do you want me to get you something? And it was more of a passive aggressive. No, it's fine. So, yeah, take your ass to the store.
Do me a favor. Don't ever say that way again. Do you know how uncomfortable that is for any guy who's in a relationship with what you just said?
Because it's true.
No, it's fine.
Then you know. It's not fine.
I know that, but just you saying in that tone of voice freaks us out. I'm telling you, there's men right now who are pulled over or shaking by the side of the road. There's a guy in 696 going there going, oh, dear God, don't ever say it that way again. That brings back that's like flashback for us, man. Oh, no, it's fine. We're guys. We're stupid, okay? We're just stupid. 248-398-WCSX.
Can you save that comment he just made so we can play that back as a drop?
What, guys, we're stupid?
Yeah.
Hell, I'll say that every morning. I have no problem. I'll put my name on that one. Jim O'Brien, WCSX. Timestamp. All right, we're idiots. 248-398-WCSX. Yes, I have screwed up stuff like this before, man. All right, 248-398-9279. You don't need to save it as a drop. See, what you just did is prove every woman's point. You're like, I'm going to save this drop and throw it in his face later. See, now if I go, no, that's fine. It doesn't have the same.
It doesn't.
Yeah, women are going like, yeah, man, you still just want to have sex. I'm like, yeah, pretty much. Okay.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 652. Snow becoming freezing rain today, 36. Winter weather advisory now starts around 11 a.m. We'll keep an eye on the roads for you here. Speaking of which, any issues we should know about, Aaron?
Actually looking pretty good at this time. Just a couple of delays if you're trying to make your way across the Ambassador or the Blue Water Bridge.
To my neighbors in the north-south, Canada, my brother, nothing but love for you up north there, G. So we got this voicemail.
Yeah, I screwed up last week. I forgot Valentine's Day. My wife said it's no big deal not to worry about it. So do I drop it or get her something anyway?
So what does he do? It's what would you do Wednesday? 248-398-9279, our studio number. Does he drop it? Or does he go ahead and get her something? Some very loving, very thoughtful comments on our Facebook page so far.
Debbie says, me and my hubby don't buy for Valentine's Day. Call me cheap, but I hate the thought of wasting $5 to $8 on a card. We usually go out and do something fun. Besides, I don't eat a card or flowers one day of the year when I have us love every day.
See, that's nice. Aww. That's nice. That's a nice thing. Gail, go ahead.
Oh, that guy's in deep doo-doo, let me tell you. I've been married twice. It has happened to me. A woman will throw it up to you. So my solution to the problem is actually, number one, I think he was lazy and just said, oh, I'll just let it slide.
Yep.
But in order to even beg for forgiveness, he probably has to do something so over the top. Let's say limo ride out to dinner or whatever would be over the top for her that she will forgive his transgression.
You disagree with that?
Yep.
Okay, so he has to do something over the top.
Well, that suits her. That's like her personality.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Is he doing this because it's the right thing to do, or he's just so she won't be mad at him?
So she won't be mad at him.
Because that's the key to an effective relationship, is just so one partner's not PO'd at the other?
Happy wife, happy life.
Ellen DeGeneres said that. It's weird. CSX Big Jim's House 709. Congrats to Justin and Pontiac. One dinner and a movie. Golden ticket pass to Imagine. $25 at Buddy's Pizza. We will do that again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Let's go ahead and check out the weather forecast.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Yeah. Rivers and seas boiling.
4 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, it's not that bad, but snow becoming freezing rain. 36 for a high. Winter weather advisory now around 11 a.m., so it's on its way. But, yeah, if you watched the news last night, you would think it was the end of the world. Again, all part of FUary here at CSX and in the great state of Detroit, where we, Michigan, where we all get grumpy. Any issues on the road this morning, Aaron?
Nothing accident-related, just some delays at the Ambassador and the Blue Water this morning.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
All right, all starts from this voicemail.
Yeah, I screwed up last week. I forgot Valentine's Day. My wife said it's no big deal not to worry about it. So do I drop it or get her something anyway?
Oh. Everyone's a little fired up about this one. 248-989-279, our studio number. Aaron said on there, she's like, just let it slide.
Well, here's the thing. If they had a conversation prior to the holiday and said they weren't exchanging gifts, then so be it. But this guy said he flat out forgot.
Right.
So I'm assuming that she got him something and he didn't get her anything, and that's where the problem lies.
So what do you do? 248-398-9279. I was looking at the, we have a survey up on our Facebook page, Big Jim's House and WCSX. 70% say make it up to her, 30% forget about it.
No,
you can't forget about it. You gotta do something.
You gotta. What I would recommend doing is just apologizing profusely, cooking maybe a nice meal, and confessing your love the other 364 days out of the year.
What if he just came home with a heart shaped McChicken?
Oh, I'm sold.
Wow. Really?
No.
What if it had bacon on it?
Okay.
That's next, right there. That's next level. That's next level kind of stuff. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Joe in Algonac, how you doing, bud?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good. Did this guy mess up?
Really messed up. Like you said, Aaron, how could you forget it when every commercial, I was telling Ryan there that, you know, my job takes me to six Meijers, three Targets. You talk about flowers, gift ideas everywhere. But it's an easy fix. All he's got to do is tell her is it's Valentine's Day with you year-round. And there's enough stuff out there reasonable to just get her a little something each day, take her out to breakfast or lunch or dinner or whatever. So it's an easy fix, but she's not going to forget that he blew it.
See?
So what about the coupon book that says free back rub? Is that okay? Can we do that one, too? Would that be a makeup?
Oh, you could definitely do something like that. I mean, that counts, and then, you know, each one could share, you know, or switch off. Each one write a book to each other, too. So
yeah, I gave that to my Aunt Betty once. It was weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah, sorry.
No, points for creativity, though, on the coupon book.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if it has a coupon that says, this is good for one diamond tennis bracelet at any jewelry store in the Metro Detroit area because you forgot Valentine's Day.
See, there it is once again.
I don't know if that would be in my book, though. Okay.
Right. It's our new feature called Passive Aggressive Wednesday. Thanks, Joe. All right, see you, bud.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Wait for the beat. You got to leave your name. You got to leave your number.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
So I took
East Side, West Side, Downriver. It's time for the Battle of the Burbs in Big Jim's house.
Let's go to the phone. We got everybody on the horn.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay, make sure you're nice and loud.
All right, we got our three players. We have Ed representing the West Side, Todd the East Side, Mike Downriver. Ed, if you know the answer, yell out West. Todd, you'll yell out East. Mike, you'll yell out Down. Do not answer until you're called upon, and make sure you're extra loud, okay?
You got it. Yes.
I didn't get a harumph out of you.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an old Blazing Saddles reference. All right, here we go.
All right, question number one. Netflix just released a trailer for a new show called The Dirt about this L.A. strip band featuring Tommy Lee.
Down.
Down.
Down. Let's go to Mike.
Motley Crue.
Absolutely. Yeah. That looks awesome. The next one they're going to do is about Leo Sayer and what really happened on The Muppet Show. Really weird. Okay, downriver with one here. Question number two. Tiger spring training is in full swing. This player, who wears number 24, was on the field.
Down.
Mike
for the win.
Miguel Cabrera.
Miggy.
Dude, that was easy. You're going to the Wings game tonight. Congratulations.
That was too easy.
Oh, now you want to talk smack?
Wow.
We don't allow that.
Yes, we
Unless
do.
Unless you're from the east side.
I was going to say. Okay. Well, happy Valentine's Day. All right.
You did a good job.
Look at Ed being so nice there. Mike, hold on, man. We'll get you the Red Wings ticket. Mike, buy her in some flowers and she'll be fine, okay? Oh, Mike, we forgot to get a downriver from you.
Downriver.
There you go, downriver. Today's winners in the Battle of the Burbs. Heard only in Big Jim's house on 94.7 WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's house, 746, 25 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Angie this morning. Snow becoming freezing rain, 36 for a high. Winter weather advisory now pushed back to about 11 a.m. So we'll keep an eye on that. The roads, any issues, Aaron?
We do have a couple problems, and I see lots of people posting about ice on ramps, exit ramps. So we have northbound I-275 at 6 Mile. We have left shoulder, left lane there. Westbound 94, the exit ramp to Rawsonville Road, there's a crash there. And eastbound 96 at Wixom Road, the exit ramp, there's a crash there as well.
So we were talking about this in the office yesterday, and we got it posted now. What is it? We're talking about this Motley Crue movie that's going to be on Netflix. Comes out in a couple weeks. The name of it is...
Dirt.
Which is based on the book, right?
I'm very excited.
Everyone is. It looks amazing. Now, if you want to see the trailer, we'll text it to you. 248-398-9279. Same number you used to call us. You text us. The keyword there is...
Dirt. But I must warn you, it is a not safe for work trailer, so don't crank it up in your cube because you might really not make someone next to you happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or just don't Google Tommy Lee video. You probably don't want to do that as well if you're at work. I'm just saying, Ryan, don't do any research on that on our work computers. You can do that on your phone. So here's a clip from the trailer. Again, 248-398-9279, keyword dirt.
I had managed the Scorpions, Bon Jovi, Skid Row, Kiss, but I have never been through what Motley Crue put me through.
I am sick and tired of not having any fun. Everything's upside down and flip-flopping.
Great visual. There's so much to it, man. I'm telling you, man, the way they talk about it. And the guy playing Vince Neil looks actually pretty dead on.
He does. It'll start streaming on Netflix on the 22nd of March, but it's called The Dirt. Text the keyword DIRT to 248-398-9279. We'll send you the trailer.
So is there anything? Is Motley Crue the crazy? Are they, after reading the book, are they the craziest rock band?
I would say one of the top three.
Would they ever have the guts to do something with Van Halen?
Ooh.
Now think about
it. That's a good question.
We go back to it. I've always wondered who would play David Lee Roth. I've always wondered who could pull it off, because one of the greatest Van Halen party stories happened here in Detroit. There was the whole Lost Weekend promotion with MTV, I think it was like 83 or whatever, where you came here and they actually spent the weekend here. And you hung out with them at the Pontchartrain. This is when Valerie was dating Eddie Van Halen, and David Lee Roth and them had midgets that partied backstage with him. And this was the whole Lost Weekend, and the guy who won it wasn't 21. They brought him on stage, yeah, and pretended to be 21, him and his buddy. They were hammered the whole weekend. But they had midgets wrestling. They had all sorts of crazy stuff. I know we've put that up somewhere in the past, but yeah. Seriously. Just that Lost Weekend alone would be amazing. Who wouldn't want to party with midgets? Aaron? Can we say that?
Anyhow, if you want to see the trailer, just text the keyword DIRT to 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX.
Okay, so I can make Tommy Lee references, but talking about partying with little people is too far. I get it. Fine.
I can't.
Just for that, I'm going to go research Tommy Lee on the work computer and see what pops up. Nope, wrong choice of words. Wrong choice of words. CSX Big Jim's house, 757, 25 degrees. Checking the weather for today.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Okay, it's not that bad. There is some snow becoming freezing rain today. Winter weather advisory around 11 o'clock, so it's kind of working its way into the area right now. 36 for a high. You've been talking about some issues on the roads, though, Aaron.
It's mostly off-ramps and on-ramps, but northbound I-275 at 6 Mile, we have left shoulder, left lane block. Looks like the emergency crews are getting that one cleared out of the way. Westbound 94, the exit ramp to Rawsonville Road, there's a crash there. And eastbound 96, the exit ramp to Wixom, there's a crash there as well.
All right, coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll have more Bob Seger tickets for you for the shows out of Pine Knob. And then coming up next, we're going to talk about What Would You Do Wednesday. It's about a guy who blew it, and can he recover from it? It's one of the biggest mistakes you can make in a relationship. Can he recover from it?
What, not putting the toilet seat down?
Why would you do that to me? I can't. Why would you put me in that spot? I can't say anything I say now. I'm going to get yelled at. So, yes, it's all about the toilet seat, which is a great point, Aaron. I'm not doing this. Hey, by the way, I know we're in the middle of February, and it is like you look outside, and it's cold, and it's gray, and everybody's kind of struggling. And, of course, it gets dark right after lunch in Michigan. So you're always looking for good news. I thought this was really cool. I'd never heard of this before. A lady in England named Joanna Smith received a new tongue. I'm not making this up. Out of pieces of her arm. She had cancer on her tongue. So, you know, you've seen people have this. They had to remove it. So they wound up actually using pieces of her arm and fashioned her a tongue. This is seriously.
That's cool.
So she's cancer free and she actually has a working tongue. Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
They were going to use her heel, but they were afraid she'd put her foot in her mouth.
I was waiting for that. I knew that was coming.
Long way to go to get there.
Why do I fall for that every time?
You mean like when you fall into the toilet because you can't figure out how to put a seat down?
Oh, jerk.
I did it. CSX Big Jim's House, 806, 25 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, winter weather advisory, about 11 a.m. Snow becomes freezing rain this afternoon on the way home with Dahmer. 36 for a high. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We still have those same problems that have been kind of hanging out. Northbound I-275 at 6 Mile, left shoulder, left lane. That one is in the clearing stages. Also, eastbound I-96, the exit ramp to Wixom, there's a crash there. Eastbound I-96 at 94, just picked up this crash. Right center lane, right lane.
It's Big Jim's House. What would you do Wednesday?
What would you do?
All right, here's the voicemail that started the conversation today.
Yeah, I screwed up last week. I forgot Valentine's Day. My wife said it's no big deal not to worry about it. So do I drop it or get her something anyway?
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I just looked at our poll question on Big Jim's House Facebook page, Big Jim's House at WCSX. 70% of people say he needs to do something. And not just let it go.
Jeffrey says, change the oil in her car.
That's practical. It's thoughtful.
You know what? In all honesty, that's a good idea. And then while you're at it, you can put air in my tires, too, and maybe take it through the car wash. I would be okay with that.
So car maintenance is something that you can do to make up for forgetting Valentine's
Day. No, just that's just things I need done right now. And I was thinking about myself.
Wow. I don't know, we're swimming in the shallow end of the pool this morning. So, Siri, you said before, the guy needs to do something, right?
Well, here's the thing. If they talked about it before Valentine's Day and said, we're not exchanging anything, we're not celebrating, then it's one thing. But I'm assuming, based off of his phone call, that...
Why would he call us if that was the deal?
Yeah, that she got him something and he just blanked out.
We did have somebody text in earlier and said that they work in the retail business and they've seen it for 6 weeks, so they're like, they actually forgot about the day because they'd seen Valentine's stuff for so long.
Well, that I get, because you do get desensitized to stuff that you see all the time. You're like, one holiday blends into another. And the fact that they put up damn Christmas decorations in February now.
So it's not the guy's fault. It's the store's fault.
We're going to blame it on retail?
Yeah, thanks, Kohl's. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Allie in Waterford. Hi, go ahead.
Okay, so my opinion on this is, like, very strong. I think that Valentine's Day is just a stupid Hallmark holiday that they just use to get money. And you should love your significant other all year round and not just on one specific day.
Amen.
Okay.
It's not like a buy me chocolates, that know what makes a relationship.
Okay, wait a minute. Aaron just said amen. So what Aaron's saying is this guy's off the hook then because it shouldn't matter. You just said amen.
I'm talking about Valentine's Day as a whole. To me, is not something that I celebrate because I do believe that it is so commercialized. And if you are in a relationship, you should always tell people that you love them. But the fact that he forgot and didn't even have that conversation with his wife about the day and the significance to her is where he dropped the ball.
Well, what did the wife give to the husband?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See?
No.
Allie, I'm
no.
aboard with Allie. Maybe this guy was making a statement for all men and all women and maybe this entire country, this world.
No, but I think
Allie,
he forgot.
It's a valid point. Yeah.
I'm a girl, so she should get him something, but they should agree on it.
Right.
Like, agree to get each other something.
My wife got me flowers for Valentine's Day. That was a first. That was kind of cool.
That was really nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I didn't have the mental fortitude like this man to stand up against the hypocrisy that is Valentine's Day and make a statement.
Stop it. You're this just guy. Trying to justify the fact that this dude forgot it was Valentine's
Day. Nope. I'm with Allie. Allie, God bless this brave American who did something that we all wish we could do, right?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. All right, peace in our times. Love you, Allie. Thanks for listening.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I got to let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
All right. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 820, 25 degrees. Snow becomes freezing rain as the day progresses. Winter weather advisory around 11 a.m., 36 for high. Issues on the road, Aaron?
We do have a problem eastbound I-96. It's the right center lane and the right lane at 94. There's an accident there. Other problems have been cleared, but that one just happened a little while ago, so... I'm looking at the can. Looks like there's emergency vehicles on the scene.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that for you here. One of the things we're doing all this week, of course, you know, you've heard about this little show. Bob Seger, not one, not two, but now three shows announced for Pine Knob. We're going to give away tickets. 2+2 is pretty simple. All you have to do is...
listen for two songs from Seger, and when the second song starts, be caller 31 at 248-398-9279. We'll not only hook you up with the tickets, but we'll also sort you out with a very cool yellow vinyl of the 2+2 single.
Yeah,
the it's one that was so done
here.
Neat.
It was the, yeah, done here, a third man, actually, in Detroit. So that's why we're calling it... 2+2 is on. We're going to be doing that all week long. So we'll get to that real soon. That's a hint. I want to come back to something real quick. Matt Yoakam was on our Garage podcast, which you can get. We'll text to you. The keyword, of course, is...
Garage.
If you watch Daytona over the weekend, Matt's that guy from Fox Sports. He's a huge Bob Seger fan. Also, he's from here in Michigan. He's up here occasionally, too. Listens to the station and online, even when he's down there in Daytona. So we caught up with Matt. You'll hear everything, a review of what happened at Daytona, why they don't use turn signals, is this the way it's going to be, Joe Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, all the stories behind it. But in the course of the conversation yesterday, Matt got all fired up about going to see Bob Seger.
I mean, it's Bob's final tour. You can't miss any opportunity.
Amen.
Because you're going to sit there. You're going to sit there and you're like, hey, all I've got left, you know, Live Bullet. You've got the albums. You can go on YouTube and see the videos. But to see him in person, that's just unbelievable. I mean, he came out. I think he played 7 songs as his encore.
Don't you? He's a huge Seger fan. Again, keyword garage for that one. Check it out. It's a great conversation. Some really interesting insight into it. Who is this?
Oh, is that Bob Seger?
Yeah. He's from Michigan. A lot of people don't know.
Really?
That. Yeah. It's on Wikipedia, so it's got to be true. CSX, Big Jim's house. Thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan Angie this morning. Of course, tomorrow. Not one, but two chances for you to win a pair of tickets to go see Bob Seger. All you have to do is...
listen for two songs from Seger when the second song starts. Be caller number 31. And not only do you win the tickets to see him at Pine Knob, but you win a very cool yellow vinyl copy of the 2+2 single.
And, of course, the third show. Tickets go on sale around 10 o'clock this morning for Seger Silver Bullet fan club. Although Silver Bullet sounds more like a Coors thing. But anyway, I want to mention this because I was just reading the story real quick. You know, like the whole thing, it's been going on for, what, a year now? People taking in Detroit, they still mainly pick up trucks and cars and they smash into buildings and do the smash and grab.
Oh, the smash and grabs.
Right. It's been going on all the way. Well, some guy in Oklahoma tried to copy him and did this. He plowed his car into an adult's toy store, plowed it in there, took 2 sex toys and drove away. Has that happened here in Detroit yet?
I haven't heard that one, but maybe I have a theory.
You have a theory?
He had somebody waiting for him at home, and he was in a hurry.
So he really needed the toys. We're not making this up. He smashed into Hustler Hollywood in Tulsa before stealing and driving away. Oh, here you go.
Okay.
He walked directly to a particular section of the store, took some lingerie and a couple things to play with.
Told you.
$300 in merchandise.
Now, he had a plan.
He did have a plan. We will not make that our What Would You Do Wednesday topic for next week. But there is only one problem, because they did catch him, they arrested him, and he didn't realize the severity of the charges. You know why, don't you?
Oh, are we going for another one?
Well, I guess he didn't understand the penal code. Long way to get there.
Oh, goodness.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Hey, it's Aaron.
Hello!
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
Hey, thanks, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We are wrapping up. Angie, thanks so much for all the phone calls and text and emails and be a part of our What Would You Do Wednesday. That all came down to this voicemail.
Yeah, I screwed up last week. I forgot Valentine's Day. My wife said it's no big deal not to worry about it. So do I drop it or get her something anyway?
70% of people online said he's got to do something, right?
Yeah.
Is that the consensus?
Yep, the final poll tally for this morning, 72%, you got to do something. 28%, forget about it.
Okay. Now, you can follow the thread through Big Jim's house on WCSX or Facebook page. A couple comments in there. 18% of women are not okay with this happening on a first date, since we're talking about dating and romance.
Smooches.
Close, though. A hello hug.
I can see that. I just met you. We probably met through an app. I don't want you touching me yet until I sight.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.